guitarist, the creator of Hippie Death Cult. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Doing good, doing good. I love the name of your band too.
Awesome.
I love,
Awesome. Thank
and
you.
I love the artwork. You guys have a lot of, actually, you guys have a lot of merchandise, a lot of cool shirts.
Try to keep it rolling, keep it fresh. Yeah.
Well, some people don't, so it's really nice.
Right.
I was just over there and I was looking at all your cool merch on there. But
Cool.
we're here to talk and celebrate. You've been touring and had a whole album out. Last time we talked, I think you just had like one single out or something. And I think
Right.
the singing situation had just kind of gotten settled in. So now you got a full album.
Yeah.
Vocals are kicking at the guitar. Everything's just really great. Good album. Seven
Right on.
cuts.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the album. Where'd the name
Absolutely.
come from? First off, the name.
Helichrysm. Well, it's funny because we didn't have a name for the album, even like when we were done recording it. We had a deadline with Heavy Psych to if we wanted it to come out on schedule. I think we had to have it in by like May something. And basically, we were done. We were like final stages of mixing. Artwork was just about done. Still no title. Laura was throwing all these names at me. And I wasn't digging any of them. And then she threw that one at me, and I had like vaguely heard the name before, but I didn't really know what it was. And then I started looking it up, and I liked the way that it sounded. I thought it sounded cool, you know. But then looking it up, like the meaning behind it, it's like a plant that's used for like a lot of healing purposes, and it's known as like an everlasting plant because even after you pull it out of the ground, it maintains its color. And people have used it even back in the old war days to like heal wounds and all kinds of stuff. So it like felt like it fit even theme wise with the album. And it was kind of a last minute decision. We're like, all right, let's just go with for it. I asked Harry what he thought, and he's like, yeah, cool, sounds great. And so we just kind of did it and then handed it in. And it's funny because right after we handed it in, there was kind of a double deadline because we also had a family trip to Croatia, because Laura and I both have family in Croatia, and we had this big trip planned forever that we were going to go on. It was literally like right after we handed the album in, we're going straight to Croatia, and we were visiting all these different islands out there. And I kept seeing these yellow flowers and wondering if that was helichrysum flowers that we were seeing. And then we ended up at the end of it, we ended up on the island of Kirk, where my dad grew up. He was born there and grew up there. And we spent like a good week there, and we were seeing them like everywhere, particularly on that island. Like, I was like, what is this? Let's see if this is what it is, you know? And I looked it up, and it's one of the places that it's like most native to, and it's like in abundance, and it's like a protective plant there. There's even like a helichrysum farm there, where they turn it into essential oils and sprays
That's
and whatever.
crazy.
And yeah, it's insane. So we went and visited the farm, and we got like a whole history lesson on the plant, and it was
But
pretty
it's not a
crazy.
common
Yeah.
plant. It's not like you name the album Dandelion, and then where you go, there'd be a
Right.
dandelion, you know?
Exactly. You know, it's a pretty rare thing. It
It's a pretty
it
rare
was pretty
flower.
incredible.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's pretty funny coincidence, actually. Or was it?
Yeah.
Was it in the back of your head? Was it
Right.
already in the back of your head?
No, I mean,
I know. I'm
not at
kidding you.
all.
But so this album though, it's pretty good. So last time we spoke, I think you were starting to talk about working on it. I don't even think you guys were even putting songs together. So it seems like
Right.
you pretty much you guys tracked it. You wrote it and tracked it pretty quickly because then you were on tour
We
this
did,
fall
yeah.
of Europe and some North American dates. So.
There had been some of the songs that we had been toying with for a while that we were even playing on like last year's tours, but they weren't done, but we were just fuck it, let's play them kind of thing, like Arise, also Toxic Annihilator. We were playing those live, but Laura was still figuring out her lyrics, and we were just kind of doing them and testing
Jamming
them
to
out to
them.
see. Yeah. And yeah, and then basically like right after I talked to you was when Harry got on board, our new drummer. And then yeah, it was like, let's go, like let's work on some new stuff. It was like a quick timeline where we wanted to get a record done so that we could make it out and start touring again and just keep things moving. So I think he was in the band for like 3 months or something, maybe, before we actually like hit the studio. And I was basically like, all right, get your shit together, we're gonna do this. We did some festival shows, and we did like a little couple tours, And I was like, then we're going straight in the studio, so be ready kind of thing to everybody.
That's a sweet deal though. If you join a band and 3 months later you're going in to record an
Right? Totally.
album.
So yeah, it worked out really well. And I think it's good to have to put deadlines on yourself and just, for productivity wise and all that kind of stuff. Even if you don't meet them, at least you're on track,
Well, I think my standout track right now, as of now, is probably Better Days. I think that's my,
Oh, cool.
I think that's the one I'm going on. I go, every day, it goes back and forth with everything. You know what I mean?
Cool. Sure.
So the drummer though, I saw you do some posts on him. It's the same guy, right? You've known him for before the band though? You have a history with him?
Yeah, we've been friends for a while. Yeah, I've met him, I don't know, at least 4 years ago, at least. He was, he's been playing in local bands here. There's another band that he was playing with called Robots in the Ancient World, who I'm really good friends with, and I've actually done music videos for those guys and photo shoots and all that kind of stuff. So I'm friends with all those guys, and it's funny because during the pandemic, at the very beginning when there was the initial lockdown, I can't remember how long it was, a month or whatever, and then you had the bubble thing next and all the different steps of that. So I was like ready to go and to start working on new music with the band at that time, because we were writing Circle of Days at that time, pretty much ready to record. And I was like, let's do this, because we all can't work and we're all just sitting at home anyways. And if we haven't been anywhere, we're not sick. Like, let's jam, but I couldn't get anybody to show up to practice. I couldn't, our previous drummer wasn't down, like singer wasn't down. And I was like, okay, well. And I was talking with Harry, and he was saying the same thing about his band. He was trying to get them to jam, and nobody was willing to do it. So we were like, let's jam, So we were jamming like almost every day for a while there. And during the pandemic, we were just hitting record, and we would just play for hours, like just no agenda, let's just jam kind of thing. So yeah, we established like a chemistry like right off the bat during that time. And there was no plans to really do anything together. It was just kind of like, let's do it type of thing. So I had already had that in the back of my mind when I knew that we were going to have to look for a new drummer. And so he was one of the first people we asked, and he was like really excited about the opportunity, and he came and played with us, and it worked out great. And yeah, so it's been pretty seamless.
Well, I know it's hard at that level as a musician also to be able to be a drummer or any musician in a band and to
Sure.
tour and then not tour
Yeah.
and pay for your
Right.
home. It's
Absolutely.
because I mean it's not like you have the income like the old days with like an album sale, like big album sales and
Not at
stuff.
all. Right.
So it's more of a challenge for you to find a drummer that can go on tour with you. I mean, it must have been
Absolutely.
frustrating to be ready to you're ready to record, and then you had, COVID. Everyone's like, "Nope." You're like, "Come on, this is it. Everyone's free."
Sure.
So
Exactly.
it works out. You have somebody that's enthusiastic also that wants to do it.
Absolutely. It's huge.
So, who are you playing with though? On that tour, who are you guys playing with?
So on the American tour, we did a North American tour through a little bit of Canada, mostly the United States. We did that tour with Spirit Mother, who is another great band that we've played with a bunch in the past, and we're really good friends of theirs. I'm actually going to be producing their album coming up here later this month, or in January. Sorry, they're coming to Portland
Oh,
to
cool.
record. Yeah, so they're going to be here for a couple of weeks, and I'm going to work on their record with them, and I'm excited about that. We've become really close, and I love their music. I love them as people. Like, they're just a really great band. So we had a great time touring with them. And then in Europe, it was like we weren't really necessarily touring with like a package. It was kind of like local bands every we were just doing headline shows and just playing with local bands everywhere we went, with a few headline or I mean festival dates in there as well, with
Well,
some
no,
bigger
yeah.
bands.
I'm always curious how it goes because sometimes, a lot of USA bands are bigger in Europe because they just get metal better or different stoner or whatever
Absolutely.
you want to call it. So you can go
Yep.
over there and you can tour a little bit differently, and you don't need to be on a
Absolutely.
package. You can do this or that. But I'm always kind
Right.
of curious, like what they do with certain bands. If you go over there, you tour.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's like they're going to put you with the local bands. The venue's just going to say, or the local promoter, whoever's doing it. Did you go through a promoter, or do you
Sure.
guys actually have to go through? Did you do all your promotion, or do you have somebody else doing that? You seem like you're pretty much a lock key house there, where you do everything.
Yeah, it's pretty much us doing the majority of it. So the booking, our label, Heavy Psych Sounds, is also a booking agency. So they handle like managing the tour for us and where we're going to go and booking everything, and obviously help to promote it as well. But yeah, they pretty much set everything up, and the way that a lot of the Europeans treat you is a lot different than here too. Like they'll, you know, they provide lodging and food and, you know, and the pay is better and
Wow.
all that kind of stuff. So I think it's easier for the promoters there to not do a package because then they're having to like put
Yeah.
up, you know, two bands like in a hotel or whatever. A lot of the places have like apartments built into the venues that you stay at too that are really cool. And
That's actually pretty smart, especially when you want to have acts come to where you're at. I mean, that'd be
Absolutely.
a good idea for somebody who's a little more out, you know, out of the way.
Sure.
You're like, yeah, it's out of the
Absolutely.
way, but we got free housing for you, so you
You
can
can
stay out the
stay
night and
here.
drink. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of the bands in Europe do that. They'll travel for a show because they know that they're going to get paid well enough to go. It's worth their time to go do it. And then also they could stay the night if they need to, you know.
I
So,
like that.
yeah,
I
nine
like that a
times out
lot.
of 10, they take good care of you out there. It's really nice.
Any place in particular you like better? Like an area you enjoy visiting? Not the
Oh,
fans, though.
man.
Just like, you know, like I
Right.
really enjoy going to here
Visiting.
because, yeah, like
Yeah.
visiting and the food, just like I have a favorite spot, just kind of a touring Europe type of
Sure.
thing.
It's hard to answer that question because I enjoy like every day of it, like in everywhere we've gone. Honestly, everywhere like in Europe has been great. Like some of the standout places were maybe like Vienna, Austria. Seems like it just was really fun hanging out there. And we had a friend, a local friend that showed us around a little bit and I want to spend more time there. I don't know, you know, we get in, we have a few hours, we load, you know, we're loading in and we're playing, then we're gone to the next place. So we don't have a ton of time to soak it in. But just that kind of place that stuck out to me. Like Switzerland in general, even just driving through Switzerland is incredible. Like just the mountains and the lakes and the scenery and the little villages with the old houses and stuff. It's like it's
It
so
sounds
beautiful
beautiful.
there.
It does sound beautiful. It sounds like a nice ride. It's going to be, you know, then looking
Oh
out the
my
windows
God.
at cows.
Yeah.
Seems like it's much more exotic compared to what we're used. Well, because we're used to it here, so, you know, it might be special for other people to come here.
It's absolutely. And I mean, it's really beautiful here in Oregon too. Like we have the gorge and we have some beautiful nature areas here that it kind of reminds me of, but it's like on steroids out there. It's really like it's really nice. And like towards the end of this last tour, we went through Switzerland and then into Italy. So that transition from Switzerland into Italy on those borders, like that whole area is just incredible. And then once you get into Italy, you're into like the best food zone,
Oh
you
yeah.
know, in my opinion. Like you can't really get any bad food in Italy. And like all the places that we played provided us is like with just the most incredible meals there. And you get all the local, you know, you go to every different region and they have their local specialty, whether it's like focaccia bread or a certain way they do a risotto or a pizza or a
That sounds
pasta. And it's
awesome.
just like, it's incredible.
I would have gained so much weight on that part of the tour.
It's so funny because if I would have eaten like I eat here, like if I ate as much as I ate when I'm here in the States,
Yeah.
I probably would have gained a ton of weight. But for some reason, I don't know if it's the preservatives or the GM, no GMOs or whatever it is, but or just being on tour and being active or what, but I didn't gain any weight, luckily. But I was eating like crazy on the tour. So,
My God, yeah. All the different foods and stuff.
You want to soak it all in, you know?
I'd be writing a new album just to go back on tour again to get out there and eat some more
Right?
foods.
Exactly.
It's becoming more of an Anthony Bourdain food type of tour, you know.
It
You're like
really
a tour.
does.
I tour. I travel. I eat. We play music on the way. You know.
Exactly. Totally. Yeah. No, it does feel like that in a way too. Like just the experience of getting to go to all those places and experience it and the sights and the people and the food and just the whole thing is incredible. So yeah, aside from playing shows and
Well, I know, and the fact you guys, it probably feels even better because, you know, after the apocalypse, you know, no one knew it was going to happen for a while, and the fact you can go back out and do it again. Everything probably feels that much brighter, that much crisper to do it
Amazing.
again,
Yeah,
a second chance at
absolutely.
it, you know? So, the songwriting, is it you writing the music, the lyrics? How's it going about Laura writing her melody? Is she doing her own lyrics? Because sometimes the guitar player writes, usually, you know, main songwriter writes everything, and then everyone else puts their input in. But sometimes the singer is like, it's coming out of my mouth. Should I agree with it or it's my words?
Absolutely. For me, like, yeah, like I pretty much write all the music ahead of time and present like a demo or something to the band of like a structure, and all the music is pretty much written. But not really vocal melodies. Sometimes I'll provide vocal melodies, but not a whole lot. And never lyrics. So that's not my department. Yeah. So with this album, it was, yeah, just most of the music I had kind of prepared, and then everybody put their flair on their parts, you know. And then Laura did all of the vocal melodies and lyrics all herself. And not only did she do it, but it was her first time ever doing that. So it
Well, I
was
know
pretty
last time we
impressive.
talked, it was, yeah, it's
Yeah.
really good. I mean, it's a good album. I think, yeah, last time we spoke, you guys had just done like one single, I think. And
Right.
she was
Yeah.
just starting to get comfortable singing, and you guys did that one single, I
Totally.
think.
Yeah,
So I was kind of
exactly.
curious how the songwriting has progressed to, I mean, quite a level. It's a very strong
Yeah.
album, you know what I mean? Like for being your
It's
first album, it's very strong.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. You know, like she took it really seriously, and you know, like she had been working on all aspects, you know, of it, like, you know, with down to her, like her voice. She was working with three different vocal coaches that specialize in different types of singing. You know, like there's like the screaming kind of stuff that she wanted to be
Yeah.
able to nail, and then there's like the singing, and then, you know, how to be able to do it live and sound just as good and all that kind of stuff. So she's been
Wow.
studying and going crazy on that, and then also just studying like she had to do a lot of soul searching, you know, to be able to write songs like that, and to like, what do I want to say and how do I want to sound. And you know, she put a lot of thought into it, and we also gave her a lot of space to do that. Like we weren't critiquing her the entire way, because I felt like that might have stunted her
Yeah.
if all these opinions were coming in while she was trying to create. So she was pretty secretive about what she was writing, honestly. Like we were practicing together, like we always rehearsed together at least 3 times a week, and so we're hearing her try stuff out, you know, and we just kind of were trying to be a tight platform for her. But like ultimately, like, you know, at practice she would just be trying, I'll try this, I'll try that, but we didn't really know how the at least the vocals were going to sound until we were in the studio, like hitting record.
That sounds like a little
Yeah.
last minute. I'd be like, maybe a dry
Yeah.
run through, get a little bit of feedback in it.
Yeah. Like I trusted her because, like I said, even during the rehearsals, like everything that I heard her trying out that she was doing sounded cool to me. And she was just kind of like, let me be, like, just trust me kind of thing. And I was like, okay. Like, you know, I'll admit, like, a part of me was nervous, you know, for sure, not knowing exactly. But at the same time, I did trust her, and I was blown away, like when we were in the studio doing it, like with what she had come up with. And it was basically like, you know, all the music was recorded, and it was her time to come in and do vocals, and it was just me and her in there. And you know, I may have given her like some pointers or some opinions or here and there, but yeah, it's pretty much all her doing that.
That is kind of funny. I've never heard of a band that's gone in and recorded it and not actually one band. I'm sorry, the last Van Halen album, David Lee Roth.
Oh, really?
I guess they were working different schedules, and he would
Okay.
want he's like and Dave would be like, "Don't share this with Eddie, to John Jenks or whatever." And
Right,
so it's
right.
like, you know, the dynamic was always kind of crazy anyhow. But yeah, they did the
Right.
same thing, so they didn't know it was going to happen either.
Wow.
Quite a surprise to Gav. I mean, so now you can relate
Yeah.
to it, right? That's pretty funny.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So when you're gonna do a 2024 tour,
Yeah.
and first you got a Portland thing you're gonna do. Let's talk about that. You're kind of
Sure.
a homecoming thing.
Yeah, so we didn't really get to do like a proper like hometown record release for the album, because we were on tour. The North American tour started before the album was even out. So, and then we went straight to Europe right after that. So we never got to do a proper like hometown thing. And it's really important for us to do that, because Portland has been like really supportive of us, and it's our biggest market. And so yeah, we're gonna do a show where we're gonna perform the whole album live, and then, you know, some older
Oh,
stuff,
wow.
and we've been doing some fun covers and stuff too. And so we're probably gonna do like an extended, like cool hometown show for that in January on the 12th. And then we're gonna do like an encore, same kind of deal in Bend, Oregon, which is just a few hours away, if we can make it, if it's not too snowy to make it over there. And then after that, I think we're probably going to do some little strings of shows here and there, but I think we're going to take at least the couple winter months to start working on the next record, just get a jump start on writing. We probably won't finish it, but just like get some ideas flowing and get some things started. Because as soon as the spring and summer hits, we're going to be touring like really heavily. Starting, in I think in May here in the States, and then we're going to back to Europe for a couple months in June and July. And then once we get back from that, we're going to do like a giant North American tour, across Canada, United States, probably like a 6 or 7 week big thing.
Really, like maybe
Yeah.
even the eastern coast.
Yes, we're gonna go all the way. That's the thing. We didn't make it on this last one. It was only a 3 week tour, so we didn't make it all the way to the east. And it, yeah, we're doing the whole deal this
It's weird
time.
for people, in touring. It always like they come up to New England, that try to say they get to New York, and sometimes they'll skip it and they'll go to Rhode Island or something, and then they'll hit
Sure.
like New Hampshire, and then
Right.
next thing you know, they're like in Boise, Idaho again or something. I'm like, where? Like
Yeah.
everybody just skips like over Hartford or that, that Connecticut
Interesting.
spot. And I don't know if it's
Yeah.
who the booking does it or what. And maybe also because of just, time, limited time, you're maximizing your venues, but
Yeah, it might be, I don't know. Yeah, it just might be the market, like how strong it is for whatever band
the artist
that's
is.
coming out there. Yeah, totally.
Hopefully you guys are close enough. I'll come out and check you guys out.
Awesome.
That would be awesome. It would be good. But
I'll make
this is
espresso
right.
request
This
for
is
that.
I will. It'll be awesome. This has been fun. I wanted to have a little short chat with you, jump in the day and promote this album, have people come out, check you out, and encourage people to check out your website. And it's actually, it goes to your Bandcamp page too. So all your stuff's on there, all
Excellent.
your merch is there. Check out the
Yeah.
album, look for the tour. Yeah. Are you gonna record anything on the tour? Any live stuff? Like maybe like a live
That's another thing.
album
Yeah,
or a
we've
video
been
or a concert or something?
totally like we have been recording a bunch of the shows. I bring my laptop with me to almost all the shows, and all the sound guys that are willing to allow me to hook it up to it, I've been like trying to track as many as I can. And I think over this next European tour, we're going to be recording a lot of the shows too. So we're definitely going to have some sort of live album thing coming out. I don't know when exactly, but it's being thought of and worked on, and so that's going to be happening. We have also some covers that we've been tossing into the set that have been really fun, and we're thinking about recording those this winter,
Like
just
an EP?
while yeah, maybe like I don't know exactly what we're gonna do, but
Yeah.
something, and then maybe even just release them as singles or whatever, just because they've been really fun, and we've been playing them so much, it's like why not just record them, you know? We've also got some like a lot of like acoustic material, kind of sitting around that we might do something with. I don't know if we're gonna do like a acoustic EP or
Wow.
something like that. Because like I don't want our next record to be too mellow and have too many like mellow tunes on it, you know what I mean? We might throw one or two songs like that, but we have so many of those type of things lying around that are they're not finished, but they're like kind of like things we've been thinking about and working on. So that might be a thing coming up here too.
You have enough art so you can do a covers EP, an acoustic EP, a live album.
Sure, why not? Just keep it rolling while we can, you know?
Well, it feels like you guys are hot. You feel like you're in a good growth spot right now for the band too. You definitely want to take
It's
advantage of it.
totally. Yeah. So yeah, we're just striking while it's hot and doing what we can to get out there, you know, with limited resources. And we want to do some videos and stuff like that, but to be frank with you, like we don't have a budget. We don't have any money right now to do anything. Like I do video stuff myself, you know, for other bands and stuff like that. And so there's things we could probably do like on a super low budget, which we might try to
Why not?
do, yeah, over the winter,
I
but
support bands too, and I've even made a few lyric videos for people. I think bands should get a video no matter what they can do at all costs. Obviously, it's nice if you have a big budget, but wherever you have, put a song up on YouTube because that's where everybody is now.
totally, yeah,
Anything is
absolutely,
better than nothing.
yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we'll probably just do some kind of something this winter, like while we're working on new stuff, we'll pick a day or two and shoot something, and I'll try and edit something up, but yeah, I'd really love to, and I'd love to highlight, more of the songs on the albums, on this album, sorry, because I feel like you were saying, you have a different favorite song, like, every time you're listening to it, and that seems to be like a something we hear a lot from people, like it's like They like once some people like Tomorrow Sky the best, or Toxic
Yeah.
Annihilator, or Arise, or whatever. And so we feel like the album's like pretty strong, and I want to kind of highlight some of the songs that hadn't got released as singles
Yeah.
or whatever. So yeah.
There's always the tool of looking at, Spotify or whatever your streaming places and seeing what's getting streamed more.
Totally.
That's always a good hint towards what's a good single. But if you want to
Absolutely.
even it out and push it out, it's better. I like the idea of a band like yours doing all lyric videos because the lyrics are kind of cool, or it's easy to read and interpret it. You know what I mean? It's not the same as
Sure.
the same lyrics and a big old chorus. You know what I mean? It's very jumpy and catchy. It's you're listening to it and it's just different. So it's nice to have the lyrics in front of you.
Have a visual, yeah. No, I think that's important too. It's just
I mean.
just a time and money thing, and we're hoping we can do it, but yeah.
Very cool. Well, I mean, you could do your own lyric video.
Yeah, why not, right? I'm sure I could figure out how to do
It's easy. It's easy. It's
that.
easy. Yeah, I've done them. I've done them. If you ask me, I'll tell you how to do them.
Okay, sweet.
So, well, yeah,
I
I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate it. This has been pretty cool.
appreciate you having me on. It's great to see you again.
Good to see you, man. We will chat again in your next release. All right. We will
All
talk
right,
again.
sounds
All right.
great.
Take care.
Thanks for
Take
having
care.
me on.
Goodbye.
Take care. Bye.